This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Holidays got you high strung. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Sounds like Amanda is feeling that way in relationship intervention, and it involves her sister. So Amanda, let everybody know what's going on with your sister for the holidays.
Yeah, what is she doing, bringing up politics?
Oh boy.
Right? Almost as bad. She is trying to sell her like products from her self-care business. But I just... She's ruining Christmas, and she's got her shtick and her spiel. And
wait, what's
just,
that called? That's network marketing.
Yeah, like or pyramid scheme. I don't know. Take your pick.
Wait. No, hang on. I have friends that do this stuff, and I feel like I have to defend them.
Oh, that's fine.
It's not. It's the pyramid scheme. They get a bad rap for that, but that's not what they are. I mean, every business has somebody at the top, and people work beneath them.
But your friend's network market, it sounds like Amanda is, her sister anyway, is family marketing. Is that?
And is your friend doing it at the Christmas dinner? Because I don't think so, right? Like, there's a time and a place, right?
Yeah. There's a time and a place. But what's your sister doing with this?
She's got this small business, and she sells self-care products, right? Like, you know,
the wraps, the facials, the drinks.
Gut health things.
All that
whatever,
stuff, yeah.
You know? And it's just that it used to be fun to get together, and we would have a great time, all of us. And we'd, you know, hang out and be goofy at holidays. But every single holiday is a sales pitch now. Every time. And everybody's starting to feel a little uncomfortable, you know, and I give her credit for being an entrepreneur, for getting out there, you know, for making her own income. I just.
Does it need to be at Christmas time? Does Christmas need to be the time?
Well, and have you purchased items from her before?
I mean, I have, but not in the middle of a holiday while we're passing the turkey, you know?
But it's almost like, hey, you bought once. Maybe I can hit my sister and family up again. So maybe that's why she's doing
it. I know that she's trying to, like, get everybody at once. It's easier that way because everybody's already here. But I don't think...
But it almost feels like it's not Christmas. It's like an at-home... It's like one of those home parties.
Home shopping
where
network.
It's like, hey, here's a candle. Here's some drinks. Here's some wraps. Here's some facials. Here's some...
Except she didn't do any of the work to, like, make an invite and get everybody together. She just co-opted.
Hey, everybody.
You know, well, okay. So, but Amanda, people do talk about work at the holidays. And I mean, I'm not there to really gauge, like, how aggressively your sister is promoting this. Why does it annoy you though? Like, can you just walk in the other room?
It annoys me because it feels like instead of the holidays being a time to get together and enjoy each other's company, there's now this added layer of listen to the pitch, she needs to make some money, and people feel pressured. And it's
so you know it's coming. Yeah. You know it's coming. Yeah. Like you're ready for it.
Yeah. And you know, it's hard to say no to a person that you love and it's Christmas and da 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 da, but funds are already tight.
You don't want to get a hit up to buy something when you're just at a family function.
No, not when you're rinsing off the plates and she goes, ooh, your hands are wet. They could be dry. I've got something for you.
You know, like everything is filtered through that lens, right? And I just think it should be at a different time and place.
Are you the only family member that's feeling this way, or have you kind of been doing the conversations that happen when people leave?
Ooh.
Well, I think that nobody has said anything outright, but there's like this, do you know, like when things sort of get quiet?
You have that aura.
And you're like, here it goes. And everybody's polite.
Yeah, right.
But, you know.
Well, here's my suggestion. My suggestion could be, one, you could just ignore it. You could just politely say, no, you're not interested.
How can you do that? She's going to keep nagging. Sorry to use that word, but you know what I mean?
If you feel like this is becoming a nuisance and a distraction at the holidays, why can't you just set a rule and be like, okay, guys, no work talk while we're here? And that kind of covers everybody.
I think that's that's a good idea.
We don't want to talk about work. No work talk. Let's just focus on the family stuff. Are there kids that are there at the holidays?
Yeah,
talk about the kids.
Yeah.
Let's just focus on that. I don't know that you really can or should say something individually to your sister. I just don't think you can. Like, this is her business. This is what she's passionate about. The only way she's going to be successful is if she keeps slinging product.
And she knows she's got people who can't say no.
She's got an audience. She's got an audience in front of her. So this may be income that she's relying on. I just think you need to make a blanket rule. No work talk and let it go from there.
Everybody, you mentioned it before, though. Everybody talks about work. Hey, how's it been going?
Yeah, but that's why you're making the rule of, hey, we're not going to talk about work.
Out of the conversation.
Yeah, but things keep coming up at one time or another. Oh, especially like around the holidays. Oh, I ate too much. Oh, yeah? I've got this gut health formula that you mentioned before, Amanda. I mean,
maybe Grandpa needs the gut health formula. Right? Maybe she's sensey, like, hey, Grandpa, you've been leaving the table a lot. Everything okay? Try this. Drink these greens.
I don't know, but close that bathroom door. Here we go. I mean, she could sell people on that really do need something in the family.
No, you can't say anything. You can't say anything directly to her. You just can't. And you know, it may come off as, are you jealous? Are you feeling intimidated because she's having this success and she's running this business? I just don't think you can. I think you either make a rule or just ignore her. That's what I'm saying.
And Amanda, is that what you're wondering? Like,
I guess I just wondered, is it appropriate to say, hey, could we do this a different day and not do it at Christmas or at family holiday functions, you know?
Yeah. This is her passion and this is how she's paying her bills. I just don't, it's not like it's your Christmas. It's everybody's Christmas. I don't think you can say something.
Well, that is the question from Amanda, who said, can I stop my sister from basically quote unquote ruining Christmas by selling the family on all these self-care products that
Christmas
she's selling.
Christmas may be ruined if you don't drink the gut health mix. Come on.
Right? It's a good way to look at it.
Or you're putting all these pounds. I'm sure she's got the pills or something that you can take.
Amanda, we're going to ask our mixed family for advice because that's what we do in relationship intervention. Can you be available tomorrow? Can we grab you before work or maybe on a break at 8:20 to find out what you decided to do after you hear the advice?
Yes, I can totally make that happen.
414-432-1099. Mixed family, it's your turn. Can Amanda say anything to her sister to say, hey, let's not try and peddle your wares here at Christmas? Or do they just have to ignore it and just let her try and do her sales pitches at Christmas? Give us your advice. 414-432-1099. And we have a lot of text coming in. Again, 414-432-1099. Jamie actually texted in and said if her sister, Amanda's sister, she means, is only offering products to those genuinely interested, it might not be a major concern. So, like we joked a little bit about Grandpa maybe needing that gut health drink.
Yeah, hey, Grandpa's leaving the table a lot. Maybe Grandpa needs it.
Then fine. What else you got, Elizabeth?
Well, here's a 414 text that said, you should definitely say something to her before Christmas, not the day of, and approach it gently. Okay, we kind of talked about that.
Sure.
Doing it at Christmas probably isn't the best option. Here's a 262 text. She'll never stop promoting her business. Just ignore her. I mean, it is her business.
It's going to be hard to do. Isn't that going to be so super hard to do?
Like, it's literally network marketing, which means you have to communicate and talk. Like, you have to do that. And I can see where this 262 number is coming from, that she's not going to stop doing that. The only way she's going to be successful is if she keeps promoting it.
That's true. But if she says something and you're not interested, what are you, just be quiet at Christmas?
And I suggested throwing out there, tell everybody, no work talk. No work talk.
That was a good idea.
It's the holidays. No work talk.
Yeah.
Here's a 414, though, that said, wrap up a piggy bank with a card that says, here's a piggy bank for you so you can stop treating me like one.
Oh, that's not, I don't know about that
one. Is that going to keep the peace at Christmas?
That'll be poking the bear a little bit too much.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny.
Poking the Christmas bear. You don't want me doing that.
All right, let's get to some more texts here. We've got Kristen from Iguanago who texted in that said that you need to ask your sister if you all can get together after Christmas and have a beauty party. She can sell her products then.
Oh, okay.
It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
Or here's a 262 number that says, suggest like 30 minutes to allow her to pitch her products to those interested. Make it fun.
You got 30 minutes and go.
That's not a bad idea either. Okay, let's get to JC here. JC, we'll wrap up with your call. What advice do you have for Amanda?
So it sounds like she's done this before.
Oh yeah, she has.
I would just tell her, like, before the day, just say, if your business isn't branching outside of the family yet, let me know if you're struggling. I'd rather support you as a gift because I love you and you're my sister than try to support your business that way, because if you still haven't moved outside the family, I feel like there's an issue with your business.
Good point.
Solid advice, JC. We are going to pass this along to Amanda, who is also listening this morning. And we'll hear tomorrow, 8:20, an update from her. Great advice.
Nice job, JC.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.